You Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
And this is BBS Talk Radio. Good morning. This is Sam and Manu.
My goodness. Did you have a few monsters this morning?
No, I just feel like talking like a DJ.
Oh, my God. Look at L.A. Isn't this incredible?
It is. And before you got here, this is it's totally like overcast. We're like inside a cloud.
Mist box.
Yes.
A mist box.
And but before you got here, you could actually see parts of the clouds actually like moving.
Ooh, really?
You know, yeah. It's just like you're in an airplane or something.
Ooh. How exciting. Well, you can't see. Well, you can't really see pollution, which is a good thing. You just see it as a what do you call it? Mist?
Yeah.
Cloud mist?
Or fog.
marine layer. I love LA's layer. Term.
Yeah.
We're describing the pollution as marine layer. You go.
Yeah, there you go. We have a name for everything, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So, unfortunately, the start of the day doesn't start with a really good story. In fact, it brings up how some people just should not be fucking breeding. You know what I'm saying?
We talked about it before.
Yeah, we have. Remember we were talking about the Detroit couple that had killed their, was it their toddler, their two-year-old toddler? And then they ended up trying to cremate it themselves on their own backyard barbecue and
that.
So on.
Yes.
And then decided to stuff it up in the freaking rafters or basement rafters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's definitely two people that should not be breeding.
Mm.
So now we have another guy. Man sentenced for killing toddler over his broken Xbox. I'm not kidding. A 27-year-old man, Tyrone Spellman, killed his daughter Aaliyah Terman in September 2006 with at least five blows to the head, the force of his blows cracked the toddler's skull. The toddler was only, she was only like 12 months old or very, very young, actually. I'm trying to think. But, and it was for, the toddler had pulled his Xbox down off the console and broke his Xbox.
Yeah, wonderful. So, so that definitely deserves beating up the kid to death.
I mean, look at the fucker. Look at him in the picture.
I know.
And you know what the crazy thing about it, okay, now it's taken him this long, right, for them to take him to trial and sentence him, right? Only took until now, this month.
You think he needs some anger management?
I don't know what the asshole. Fuck he needs. No, he got sentenced to 22 and a half, 45 years in prison. Obviously, they'll probably give him 2 years probation, like this fucking country does.
No, come on, this is murder.
Yeah, they still do it. Look at the rapist. They go in for 12, 16 years. They get out in a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And anyways, but in the meantime, he goes and has another kid.
He does?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, great. Great, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, he should have his tubes tied and thrown in jail and throw the key away.
He should have been thrown in fucking jail immediately.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the justice system in this country where the perpetrator is always protected more than the victim. And, it's bullshit. Bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Yeah. So, how you doing this morning?
Well, you know.
Now that you started us off with something so fucking depressing.
No, but it just brings up, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like,
you're right. Yeah.
It's a touchy thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about people who are trying to be responsible enough to be having children. You got fuckheads like this.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of them are out there, you know, having kids. And I'm trying to do the right thing and be more mature.
Yeah,
and,
but how do you, I mean, there's no way to combat this. I mean, this is a situation. You can't tell people don't have kids, but it's very sad. So
it is.
Anyway, you look good today,
as always. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you end up talking to your children yesterday?
In fact, I didn't.
Oh.
No, they didn't call.
Oh, Sam.
They did not fucking call, Manu. They were back in town after a week.
Are they back in town?
Yes, after a week. They did not call, and I wanted to see if they would, and they didn't. Okay, they didn't, Manu, and it's very very upsetting to me. You know.
See, at least you're a loving parent.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, I've made it a point. I'm not fucking calling them because I want to see how long they're gonna go without calling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a little game you're playing.
Well, it's not a game. It's a test.
It's a test.
It's a test it's of their love. Yes.
All right. It's not a game, people. It's not, a test.
Yes, it's a test. And I think everybody wants to feel that they're loved and thought of. And I don't think it's too much to ask of them to call.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm extremely upset about that. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, it's like beating it into them is not going to solve the problem. You know, because then they're going to call because they're afraid that I'll get pissed. You know, how do you get them to call? Because they want to call. And that's what I tried to tell you yesterday, is you can't put something in someone's heart that's not there.
No, you know? It's true.
And all I have to hope is that when they grow up, they'll be a little different. You know, but again, what I'm trying to say is we are very close, me and my kids.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so mind-blowing to me.
Huh?
So, yeah, I mean, that's it. So, let me ask you, Manu, I wanted to, there's a couple things I'm thinking of doing to myself. The first thing is, I want to get my hair dyed. What do you think of that?
Okay. No.
I think I look too fucking old. All right, I'm 47 years old. I've got, my head is almost completely gray, almost completely white. And
but,
I see all these people that dye
something...
their hair and they look so much younger.
Oh my God. Sam!
What?
No, this is who you are.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. You know what? I'm telling you right now, there is nothing worse than seeing a man who obviously dyes his hair.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking of maybe not doing it so obviously because, you know, I've seen some people that had a great dye job and it looks great and they look younger, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. The weirdest thing would be to show up one day. You know, because I think it's sort of like laughable when a man dyes his hair, you know?
Yeah.
So you gotta do it where people don't know. But obviously, so many people know me, if one day I just show up with black hair, it's gonna look kind of funny, you know?
I think so.
But I don't know what I'm gonna do. I mean, in a couple years, I'll be white, you know?
The other thing that you have to deal with is because you do keep your hair short.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be a thing that you're gonna have to do every 2 weeks or every time you cut your hair.
Yeah. Well,
so,
what am I going to do? I don't have
a
choice, yeah.
And the only other suggestion that I can do is if you're so concerned about it, just cut it a little shorter on the sides. It won't look so great.
Well, right now it's overgrown because my hairdresser was out of town last week. Normally, normally after 3 weeks I get it cut again. But no, when it's shorter, it even looks wider, you know, I don't know. So, you know, whatever. I don't know what to tell you. But
well, it's black
in the back.
I've been
thinking about it. Well, I can't see the back. Yeah, you know, I started getting gray when I was like 20 years old, you know.
Well, then you should be used to it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, now I look at people around me and I look at myself in the mirror and I go, you know what, I'm getting older, you know, I look old.
You know the gray hairs that I get occasionally? Mm-hmm. I just pull them out.
Well, if I did that, then... might as well just shave my head off, you know.
Oh, my God.
But I got to tell you, I'm a lot happier than I'm gray rather than bald. I don't know what I would do.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know what I would have done if I were bald, okay? Because
that
I hate bald heads. You know, I hate the shaved head look. It looks even more ridiculous when you have hair on both the sides of your head, but
and if
not
you,
on the
and
top.
And a few tufts in the middle.
Yeah, you know.
Like right here.
And then they grow the sides really long so they can comb it over.
Oh! They all comb over.
I know, and they look extremely fucking ridiculous. So I feel bad for bald men, and I don't know that I would have been able to deal with it. So I guess gray hair. Actually, some women say they like gray hair, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah.
Well, I like gray hair.
I don't know. So you don't think I should do it?
No.
Mean, people are telling me don't do it.
No, don't do it. Look,
should
hey,
I try?
Listen.
Maybe
no.
Maybe do it blonde, but...
Oh, wow. Hey, well, that'll be a good thing.
Can you imagine me blonde? Yeah, you see, then, I figure then...
Then you can go into a trend.
Not only that, but then you can... you don't have to be embarrassed that you did it because it's so obvious.
Yeah.
You know, when you dye your hair, you hope people won't notice it.
Yeah.
And then when people notice it, it looks like shit, you know. But if you do blonde, people figure, okay, so he did blonde, you know. But I mean, can you imagine me blonde?
Look, the only thing that I can, maybe you might be able to get away with, maybe there's this solution that just tones down the grayness. But you know what? My honest opinion, yeah.
Like maybe
that's
like
a great look.
Thank you.
To me, that's a great look.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But I look older, you know. I mean, I want to appeal to younger girls.
Oh, trust me. You already do.
Yeah, well, thank you. But no, I mean, you know.
Or do you mean younger women than me?
No, I just, I don't. You know what's funny is that one time, before I met my wife, okay, I got on Match.com or something, and I sent an email or a message to this girl, and she was like, I don't know, probably 33 or something. So she writes me back. She goes, "You're almost as old as my mother."
Oh,
and I'm
no.
fucking going, "Oh my god, man, that ruined my whole fucking day."
I bet it did.
Oh shit, you know. And then you have these 60-year-old men with 30-year-old women. And there's no problem there, but I guess you gotta have either money or fame. You know, I don't have either.
You know, you know these women, 30-year-old women who are with these 60-year-old men. Mm-hmm. They're not there for the sex; they're just there for the money.
Well,
right?
Obviously, the money or fame. You know, if they have some fame.
Yeah. So we know that those young ladies are
undesirables. You don't know that necessarily. Well, I guess yeah. You know, I mean, if
for the most part they're undesirables.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know where their mind is. And yeah. in behind all the rest of the closed doors, they're fucking some other young hunk.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, of course, of course. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm Who a knows? Woman. I know these things.
You know these things.
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing I got a co-host, you know, a woman for a co-host, because I wouldn't know half these things.
Well, babe, you're going to learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You're going to teach me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying no dyeing my hair, right? You don't recommend it, in other words.
No, I don't.
What if I tried it? What the fuck? Oh, and then my wife suggested maybe I do like highlights. You know, like women do highlights.
So it's just
less gray, but it's not black.
Right.
Like jet black.
Yeah, when you're dealing with that just makes it look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because within a week, I'm not shitting you, within a week.
It grows out, huh?
You're already seeing the gray coming through. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is maybe leave some gray and just do like highlights.
Nothing's worse, because I have seen it. Nothing's worse than seeing a guy, or a woman for that matter, mm-hmm. who has gray hair and they are dyeing it. Mm. And so when the regrowth happens, it just looks really nasty. Yeah. It just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. I mean, it almost looks like they're trying to hide their
age.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or they're insecure about their age, just like Angelina.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting a little insecure in my old age. Oh, I'm 47 years old. And, you know, I'm looking in the mirror.
Well, that's not that old.
And then I'm also thinking, it's like suddenly everybody in the room is younger than me, you know? Everywhere
You're younger than my brother-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's something to be famous for.
You're only a few years older than my older sister.
Yeah. And?
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay, so what?
So you're not that old, Sam.
Oh, well.
Come on.
I do feel like that.
When you turn 60, look, my mother, when she turned, I think it was her 60th birthday or her 64th birthday, I can't remember, one of those two. I knew it was something around in the 60s. That woman took a bloody skydive. Can you believe that?
Skydive at 60?
She skydived. It was either, it was one of her birthdays.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she wanted to do.
Really?
So in her 60s, that's what she did for her birthday, skydived.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I admire that.
You should see the picture of her.
Yeah.
You ever see one of those dogs come out with a big wind in their face go... No, that's not true.
Did someone videotape
her? Sorry, Mom. No, there was a couple of pictures taken, but it was so funny. I mean, you could tell that the wind was pushing her face back and her gray hair, you know, was like all flopping around everywhere. And you could tell that her tits still remained very firm and perky.
Wow.
Because my mum has implants.
She does?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding, man. I remember that woman when I was a young kid, right?
Yeah.
She had absolutely nothing on her chest, right? After all, us kids sucking on them. And and a bunch of other kids, too. That woman just fed anything that came along. So anyways, lo and behold, I don't know, I guess just out of the blue, you know, her boobs grew back. And, of course, where I grew up and where we grew up, I guess it was a big thing. But, I mean, it was just something that must have just passed over my head. Yeah. And it wasn't until I was away from home, like I had been in the military for a few years already,
uh-huh.
that one day it just freaking dawned on me. And I had to call up. I was like, Mom, did you have a boob job?
I mean, dawned on you like later?
It just dawned really? On me like years later.
Are you serious?
And she goes, yes, darling, I've had them in for like 10 years or so. I'm like, God dear, it took me this long to know that there's such, it took me that long to know that there was such a thing.
What?
More than anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Manu, you're out of touch.
I mean, was definitely out of touch back then.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. I told you. I grew up on a farm, very yeah. isolated.
So why did she do it? No, she was, like, back on the dating scene or something?
Oh, who knows? Well, look, that's a whole different story, okay? I mean, my parents were married, but neither of them were angels, I'm sure. Neither was my mum.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, who knows? Maybe yeah. another man paid for him. Well, I can get my ass fucking chewed off.
Yeah, well, that's good you can laugh about it.
Well, you know what? I can. And you know what? That's true. That's true. My family's in such turmoil over all this crap. Yeah. You know, about mom leaving and mom screwing around here and dad screwing around there. Yeah. I mean, the whole family's just a freaking wreck.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, they can ruin a family.
You know how much risk I'm taking having my mother come over and see me?
Yeah.
You against are. With the other family, because next thing the rest of the family is going to be against me. Like, you know, what the fuck are you thinking? Well, you know,
what,
blah, 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 blah.
They don't
blah,
want
blah,
you
blah.
To talk to your mom?
Oh, I can just imagine. I can just imagine. That's why I just stay alone.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I don't really have, you know,
that's
good.
That's not a very together family.
No, it's not. I grew up thinking my family was the best thing on the earth.
Yeah, well, all kids do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you look back when
and
you're an
adult.
And then
I look back, I'm like, wow, that was some dysfunctional family.
I don't know that there's a family that's not dysfunctional, you know? I mean, it's just like, because you don't get to choose your family members, you
no.
know? They're just pretty much there.
No, that's
so,
true.
Yeah, so, you know, you pretty much inherit all their yeah. bullshit. And often it's people that don't know how to get along.
I think I need to talk to Dr. Phil.
Fuck Dr. Phil. Go to Dr. Michelle. She'll help you. In
Dr.
fact,
Michelle
I was thinking,
about
yeah.
family relationships.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of going on her show to air out some of my concerns. But I don't know
yeah.
if I want to yeah, air out my dirty laundry. But no, I think she'd be pretty good at advice.
But she's more, isn't she more personal relationships, or is she more, does she do family?
No, she's a psychologist. They do family and individuals, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she seems to know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you never worked out these issues, have you? Like in therapy or anything?
Well, I mean, I've been to therapy and worked out my own individual you know,
right.
Issues and so on, I
well,
think,
but
for the most part.
Well, but did the family background come up?
Well, see, the thing is, yeah, it did. But, you know, when I think about it, as is like, my, Jesus Christ, I mean, this is ridiculous. My older brother and his family, he has the three most beautiful little girls,
yeah.
right? Well, they're all growing up now. But literally, they live, what, say 2 kilometers away from the farmhouse, and they live on another farm,
uh-huh.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just came to one little steam off about the stepmom, my stepmom, mm-hmm. who's evil as in my eyes, totally.
Yeah.
And her ploy was to make sure that the whole family was pushed away from the farm.
Wow.
And she did the job very, very well,
really?
Mind you.
And your mom didn't intervene or anything?
No. At that time, nobody spoke to my mother.
Oh.
Yeah. At that time, yeah. like what she did and pulled off. I mean, it was a whole different thing.
So she was
well.
The one who left, right? She just
she was the one that left, yeah.
And she left you guys too. I mean, it's not
well,
like
no,
she
no,
took
we were
you with
all,
her.
We were all, you know, involved. I was already away, and you know, the others already had their families and so
I
on.
I see. Okay, the so only you
one,
were grown up.
Yeah, the right. only one that was really harshly, you know, got
affected
by mm-hmm. it was my younger brother Damon.
Mm.
You know, and he is right now probably the peacekeeper. Yeah. You know what I mean? Between yeah. everything like that. And I have spoken with him a few times, and I mean, God, it's been so many years now. And yet my father, my brother live only a couple of kilometers away from each other.
Yeah.
He's got, you know, my father has these three beautiful young granddaughters who used to go to the farmhouse all the time,
mm-hmm.
all the time until a certain incident happened with the stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day on, but because of my father and my brother having a clash
mm-hmm.
and not speaking with each other, to this fucking day,
wow.
they do not speak together. Now, can you imagine how hard it is to avoid each other on a farm when there's like only a couple of pubs? I'm serious. Dad turns up to the pub. My brother Michael leaves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Manu,
Dad's
that's
at the
terrible,
pub. And if
know?
Michael turns up, Dad leaves.
I know.
I mean,
that's
it's
terrible.
Just totally,
you know,
they just walk like this.
Yeah. How can family members do that? You know, I mean,
I know.
It's
and
like
that's
I'm
what
amazed.
I just can't fucking believe it.
Although I know that in my dad's family, they used to fight all the time. There'd always be two people not talking to each other.
Yeah.
You know, in my family though, with my parents and my brothers, we never, ever had fights like that where we wouldn't talk to each other. In
yeah.
fact, we never had fights.
Yeah.
We don't now.
I don't know. Our family was hardcore.
There's a lot of respect among us, a lot of love.
Yeah.
And I think we brought a lot of good values to our own families, you know, with
yeah.
the kids.
Yeah, I mean,
everything.
I can tell that. I think it's
yeah.
wonderful,
yeah.
you know.
So
but
I'm very grateful that way.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I mean, what this has caused is that my brother then stopped taking the girls to go and see Granddad.
Mm-hmm.
So my father is now without any grandchildren.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It's a sad commentary when people do that. Yeah.
I was speaking to my dad a little while ago, and he was in town. Like, the town is, you know, ways away.
Yeah.
And Alicia, which is the oldest daughter, who is, I think she's like 19 now, mm-hmm. probably 18, 19 now. She's a beautiful grown woman, and I have no idea what she looks like anymore. I have no idea what any of these kids look like anymore.
That's
Can you
so
believe
sad.
That?
Yes.
And so apparently they completely crossed each other's path,
mm-hmm.
like they didn't even recognize each other. And it wasn't until my father had already walked past her a ways
mm-hmm.
that he said, "Oh fuck, that was Alicia. That was my granddaughter." You see what I'm saying? This
yeah.
is what's going on.
That's fucking awful, Manu.
It is freaking awful.
That's bullshit, man.
So how yeah. do we get this? How do we stop this anger between siblings? Between I don't want my father dying and then having any of us with regret.
Yeah.
Or in particular, the grandchildren, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You
and
know
that,
what I mean?
The
and
thing.
Then it's too late.
Yeah.
My father's not getting any younger. The man is 70-something years old
that's,
now.
That's the thing, is that you miss out, and time is the most precious thing. And if you waste it not talking to anybody or fighting with people, you're going to get to the end of the road without having anybody around you.
Yeah.
You're going to die lonely. You know, and it's terrible. You miss out on these things, you know. I mean, my parents are in Israel now, and I feel it's a shame they're missing out on my kids growing up and
yeah.
my brother's kids and all that stuff, you know. And it's terrible, but sometimes that's just the situation, you know.
But we're talking about family.
Right.
That's in living area. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the same living,
yeah.
you know. I mean, we're not next door neighbors by yeah. any means because we're on a farm.
Right.
But I mean, but still, for God's sake.
Mm.
You know, and it's all because of that little wench.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, let's take this phone call. Good morning, you're on Sam and Manu.
Hello. This is Nikki Pelley. I'm just double checking the directions. Are you downtown?
We're downtown, but you're calling live on the air. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Well, I will see you guys in just a few minutes as soon as I get my horse saddled up.
Oh, okay. Are you the guest?
Yeah.
Are you a guest?
Yeah, I'm till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see you then.
All right.
Okay.
I'll see you then.
You're bye. Right. Can't wait.
This was funny. You know,
that was our guest for today.
Yeah, and she has my number, but and she's got directions. I don't know why. So we never did give her the address, right? Didn't she ask for the address now?
I think she was saying that she was parking, maybe.
Oh, okay. I don't know what. This is funny.
But our guest is a riot. Well, she seems like a riot. There's a big picture of her on a horse with a gun.
Yeah.
Like a little old cowgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, little cute young blonde thing. There you go, Sam. Well, that'll brighten up your day.
It should. It should, my dear.
But I hope she comes in with a little sundress.
Yeah. I can't afford to be seen as a womanizer because I'm not. I just love women, you know. And I don't do anything, but this is sort of like a newfound freedom, you know.
Yeah.
And, I'm very happy where I'm at.
It is.
Yeah, I'm happy with my wife and everything.
Oh,
but
God.
It doesn't mean
what?
That I don't enjoy beautiful women. I think everybody enjoys beautiful women, including other women.
Yeah.
You know?
No. I'll agree.
I'll agree with you.
Yeah,
so I'm not ashamed, and the more the better. If you're good looking and you're a woman and you're cute, then you're invited to the studio.
Just come on in.
Yeah, and Manu is going to watch and make sure that I don't do anything stupid.
I'll have a little cane. Stop it, Sam. Stop it. Stop it,
a
Sam.
A little cane? Oh, I see. Okay. Like you're going to beat me up.
Yeah, you know, like a little little knuckle cane.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a... Yeah.
You know, those fucking nuns used to crack me over the goddamn knuckles.
I can't understand that.
In the convent school.
So you grew up in a convent? I mean, you went to a convent for a couple
like,
years?
Yeah, St. Peter's Convent School.
Wow, how old were you then?
I hated that school.
I'm sure.
It was a really tiny, tiny, small school. Mm-hmm. And there was the convent, which had a whole bunch of nuns in there, living in there.
Can you imagine if you grew up to be a nun?
I'd be a naughty, naughty nun.
Yes, you would. Fuck all the priests and shit.
No, I wouldn't even go there. My God. Hell no.
Oh, okay.
And then the school, my school, the St. Peter's Convent School, was only two classrooms. Two classrooms.
Wow.
One classroom was years one to, I think it was one to three or four. Mm-hmm. And then the other class was years four or five to year seven.
Wow.
And there was, you know, a few nuns doing this because, you know, a couple of nuns ran the class.
Yeah.
And another couple of, a nun and that asshole of a teacher that used to beat me up all the time was in
Why
the other
Why do parents school. Do this to their kids, you know, if they only knew what the fuck's going on there, you know?
Well, my mother, because I was such a naughty child, I think I was. I want to say I was a very naughty child.
Yeah.
But, you know, my mother's opinion was like, well, you must have deserved it. You must have did something that you deserved it. And then it got to a point where it actually was making me very extremely ill.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, when the parents blame you for
that shit. Another student's parent intervened.
Yeah.
And then my mother said, oh, well, something must be wrong here then, huh? You know?
Yeah.
See, I had a fucked up childhood there.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
All right. Give me a break.
Broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building, you're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
And welcome to all the listeners that just joined us. This is the Sam and Manu Show. Live from L.A. on Tuesday morning.
Yes.
And you just made it back in time. I was actually going to go on the air alone.
Oh, that would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have pulled it off.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't show people that I can do the show by myself. No, it wouldn't happen.
No, I just went to the front desk and let them know that to be expecting our guest.
Well, you don't have to know, because, you know, I have it all taken care of. You don't have to
do that
anymore.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but also, you know, for him to actually send her back here.
I see, okay.
You know, instead of having her wait, you know, stand around and wait.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Sounds good. But, yeah, I got it all taken care of.
Yeah.
So, listen, I got 7 sex situations not to be embarrassed about. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
And obviously, there's a lot of situations where people get embarrassed during sex.
Well, when you
and stuff.
Have a lot of gas and you just.
That's one of these things, although they don't mention that because I think you should be embarrassed about something like that. Oh, man. So, okay, so there's a few things that happen during sex that you should not be embarrassed about. Okay?
Fanny farts.
The first thing is crying during sex. Have you ever cried during sex after orgasm?
Hell no.
Well, I've been with, I've seen women that cry right after sex.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
But, well, because I think my theory is that you release a lot of emotions when you do, you know? And sometimes it's like pent up whatever comes out, you know? But, yeah, I mean, it's the worst feeling when you're a man because you don't know how the fuck to react to this, you know?
I wouldn't either. You know what my reaction would be
what?
If I was a man?
What?
This woman's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh no, man. Now I got this bitch all hooked up on my dick.
Yeah. Well, they say it's not uncommon for women to cry after. They're saying individuals,
God.
But I'm sure it's women. I've never heard of a man crying after sex, you know. But
unless you are my ex.
Yeah. So crying.
Did you get that?
No. Unless you're my ex. Oh.
Unless you were my ex.
Oh, yeah? He cried during sex?
Oh, man.
After
was
sex?
Pathetic.
Really?
Yeah.
What? He'd orgasm and then he'd start crying?
No, it was...
That's what you're trying to say, isn't it? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I remember once I dated this guy. And I have to admit, he was a real sweet guy, but he was such... I swear he was still in, he's in the closet. To this day, I still swear he's in the closet.
Yeah.
Because sex between us just didn't exist. It was not happening at all. And this one day, I think I got maybe a little too feisty for him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, my God, come on. Come on. And he goes like, what? And he crawled up in a little ball and cried.
Wow.
And I went, oh,
and I'm sure that was a turnoff for you being the strong woman that you are.
Oh, yeah.
You need a strong man, right?
Yeah.
You don't want someone who will let you push him around and shit.
No.
Yeah. Cool.
Poor bastard.
What are you doing with your badge? Oh, they gave you a picture.
Yeah, I
never
this.
Went after a picture for my badge.
Yeah, he just told me to get good aim, I think. Maybe he meant for men.
Good aim. Okay, the next thing in a sexual situation where you should not be embarrassed is laughing during sex.
Oh, I've been there.
Has that happened to you before?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's happened to me quite a bit, you know.
Because it's like... Oh my God, this is so stupid.
Sex can look stupid sometimes. I have to
admit. It certainly
does. You look ridiculous.
You get a glimpse of the mirror with your foot hanging out or somewhere like that, and you just got to crack up.
I know, in all these different positions and shit. I know. But sometimes it just happens because you say funny things, you know. I mean, I like having fun in bed sometimes, you know. And that's fine, you know. I don't see anything wrong with laughing during sex, you know. Although maybe it can take your partner out of the mood, you know. Get him out of the mood. I don't know. But sometimes I like to tickle. You know, and then you get the person to laugh like crazy and stuff. You know?
And squirm around, and that way they clench and hold on. All right, Sam. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so they're also saying lack of lubrication. Okay, don't be embarrassed about that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, so the lack of lubrication could be due to lack of lubrication. For example, a lack of foreplay.
Lack of foreplay, so, but there are some women who just cannot produce enough lubrication.
Yeah, but I think they're just not horny enough.
No, serious, yeah. No, Dr. Sue, the sex therapist, it's actually a medical problem.
Right.
But a lot of women just, you know, that's why there's KY jelly out there. And,
yeah, I suppose.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess lack of desire. Well, that's obvious. That's why you wouldn't have lubrication if you lack desire.
Yeah.
Hormones such as birth control or pregnancy-related issues, where you're at your menstrual cycle.
This all seems to be women related.
Yeah, but well, lack of lubrication. That's what they're talking about.
But everything else seems to be all pointed at the women too.
No, well, no, but I mean, maybe this. Well, yeah. No, I don't think so. The laughing and the crying is not.
What about
really,
impotence?
Well, they're not talking about that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on, maybe they do. Okay, stress, drugs, and infection, and aging, and menopause—all reasons why there's a lack of lubrication for women. So, experiment with different types of sexual thirst quenchers, such as water-based, silicone-based ones. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I think
thirst quenchers.
I think that is just like KY jellies and stuff like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't imagine.
Now, there's another thing they say you shouldn't be embarrassed of, and that's bleeding during sex. Now, that's fucking gross, okay? I never have sex during the menstrual cycle. I know many people do, but it's fucking gross. You know, you feel like you fucking slaughtered the chicken or something. Your dick comes out all fucking full of blood, and you go, oh my God. But they're not talking to during menstrual cycle. They're just saying that sometimes a woman will just start bleeding when it's not her cycle, and then it can start worrying, you know.
Well,
they're saying vaginal bleeding may be due to penetration or thrusting, you know.
Well,
so,
it can. You know what? If I was a guy and a woman started bleeding, there would be a couple of things that I'd ask. Well, one, it could be the start of their menstrual, because sometimes sex will induce your menstrual cycle.
Right.
Right.
Really?
Which has happened to me.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think for any guy, and I think you should take very serious note on this, if you are having sex with a female partner and she starts bleeding, right, or there's some sort of form of blood, then to me, I'll take that as a big note to go to the clinic and get yourself tested.
Yeah, obviously.
Because most of those, I feel that, you know, when things like that happen, that means something's going on up there.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, and you got to be careful with your dick also, how you navigate through.
Yeah, I know.
You can't injure your woman. That's not what the objective is here.
Yeah, but most men haven't got anything to injure them with.
Oh, my dude, you're mean. Another thing not to be embarrassed of doing sex is sex with the lights on. Do you like doing it with the lights on? Or are you like self-conscious of your body?
No.
No, you're not. So you wouldn't have a problem with the
No,
lights
I've done
on.
It out in the woods, out in the mountains, on a rock.
I know, isn't it cool to do it outdoors?
Yeah.
You know what? I never have, but I always dreamed of doing that.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, you have the best view, like, oh, yeah. Check this out.
You feel the air going through your balls and caressing
the
you.
The sun, the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
That would be fun, huh?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. I'll try that sometime.
Yeah. Go camping. No, you don't look like the camping type.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. I don't go camping, but I would love to. So I think this summer I'm definitely going to start going camping. Maybe we'll get an RV or something, you know, and drive down to a lake or a river or something. But yeah. I mean, I love picnics. We used to do it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, I've gotten lazy over the years here in L.A., you know. I'm just like, I've lived here for 30 years. Nothing is exciting anymore, you know.
But, you know, but the crazy thing about it, right? Yeah. A lot of people who grew up and have grown up in L.A. have never been to the San Gabriel Mountains, which are literally just 35, 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
Up, Highway 2 North.
Well, what's there to see on the San Gabriel Mountains?
It's absolutely gorgeous up there, for one thing.
Really?
Absolutely stunning. There's lots of camping grounds, picnic sites, and so on. Mm. And there's also, like, this most amazing, cabin bar or restaurant in the middle of the woods.
Really?
And you can sit outside, and it has the best food, great bar. I mean, it's, like, the coolest shit.
Wow.
And you see all the history behind, you know, the cabin and of course, the rest of the national park.
Yeah, I like that stuff. I like that shit.
Really,
I like to be near water. I mean,
the view,
to be near a river or something.
The view is spectacular.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
I know. I need the outdoors sometime soon. You know, maybe we'll take a short weekend.
Same with Griffith Park.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, I go hiking up at Griffith Park. oh, where's that? I'd be like, what? You don't know where Griffith Park, and you've lived here how long?
Yeah. There's too much uphill there. I don't like that. It requires too much effort to walk up, you know.
Oh, Sam.
Give me flatlands.
Come on. Hiking's good. You know what? Yeah. I have to admit, I've been kind of lazy.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's gone hiking without me at least 4 or 5 times now. Yeah.
Well, stop being so fucking lazy. But
I know.
Anyway, look, we gotta get through all these. Okay. There's one reason why you shouldn't be embarrassed, and that is unexpected discharge. Now, Manu, that's fucking gross.
Oh, you mean pre-ejaculation?
No, I think that they're talking about the woman again, no?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Unexpected?
Yeah. They're talking about female ejaculation.
Are they?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the thing is that...
The gushes?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. But, you know, sometimes this discharge that really grosses me out, you know?
Oh, I don't blame you.
You know, I mean, it's like, it's got to be clear, you know, if it starts, you know, sometimes there's white stuff coming out, and it's gross. I don't know what that is, but, you know, with one woman I was with, it's the time of their
cycle. Some women, their liquids, if you want to say it, it changes. It changes from clear
to white?
To milky to, like, more stickier white.
So you think it's the same stuff?
It's the same stuff. It's just a different... She's just different in her different...
Wow.
She's just in a different part of her cycle.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. But it's sometimes no they might have an infection. I think the stuff happens with the yeast infection and stuff.
No. My God. No, you would know if there's yeast infection. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing.
I don't know.
Thing.
Just any discharge. It's just, it grosses me out.
No,
you know?
It's a whole different thing.
Luckily, I don't have to deal with that anymore. But
no, you don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I when I was with a woman that had those discharges, and it grossed me out, and I told her, go to the doctor, do something. And so she comes back, she says, I've talked to everybody, everybody gets that. I said, no, they don't. You know? Not every woman gets that. But
Some women get it more than others.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah.
But there is a part where, like, I mean, you can tell, a woman knows when they've got, what did you say? Oh, yeast infection?
Yeah.
Because I'm
or bladder infection
because we are in a lot of pain. I mean, we are just itching like crap and so inflamed and so on. So.
Right. Yeah. Hold on. I think this is our guest. Hold on a second.
He's going to take a
Hello?
Phone call. Look at that. I think it's the young lady that needs to come up.
Oh, wait a minute. Hello?
This is so funny.
I lost the fucking call. Yeah, this is live radio, folks. Our guest is calling in the middle of the show.
Maybe she can't find a way.
Oh, maybe she's already here. I hope. I don't know. But, we're going to check in a few minutes.
Yeah.
She's obviously a little nervous about coming here, and she's calling. She called us on the air and now on my phone, but she's going. I don't know.
Yeah.
She'll show up. Yeah. The thing is that, Manu, we have to be successful quickly, so we start having people to actually greet our guests and screen our calls and all that stuff. You know, we'll get there, but right now we have to do it all ourselves, you know?
That's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, for those who want to call, we didn't mention our number today. It's, of course, on the website, and it's 818-602-4498, and you can call us soon. We're going to have our guest in. If you want to call, ask her some questions. I think she's very interesting, and she's going to be fun, we'll see
what she can bring to the table.
Yeah.
We just know that she likes to ride horses in cowgirl suits.
The important thing is that I'm still able to get guests even though they're flagging my ads down all the time on Craigslist. And I mean, it's like, you know...
No, I tried it again.
Yeah?
Hey, I couldn't get it, you know what I mean? I couldn't find it. I don't know why.
Well, maybe you're putting it in the wrong category or something.
No, I know what I'm doing.
We'll
I've
have
been
to do
doing
it together.
Craigslist.
Well, let's do it together. Okay, because I can't believe that you won't even see it there.
That's what I say.
I mean, do you get the email where you have to confirm it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and publish it, right? Yeah.
And then it has that little link says, click here to view... your listing in Craigslist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it goes to the ad.
Yeah.
You know?
But it doesn't appear there.
But then when I look through again to find out, okay, so where is it?
But do you go right away and look for it? Because it takes a while. It can take up to 10 minutes for it to be
oh,
listed.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I've looked.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you talk about Craigslist. I saw something on the Internet this morning that somebody pulled a hoax on Craigslist. And they put up an ad that somebody's moving and they're giving away all their stuff. So what you have is this guy had, like, dozens of people coming to his house and starting to steal shit.
Right.
And take stuff. You know, hold on a second. Hello? Yeah, are you here?
This is so funny.
You thought we were in Burbank?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She's in Burbank, of all places.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll wait for you. We're here till 11. Let me get here. We're expecting you. Okay.
That is so funny.
Yeah, we'll come and get you, yeah.
So folks, if you did, when you do get to see a photo of her, she is blonde.
I know, well, you know, we're on the air. I'm talking to you on the air. Nobody can hear you, but I got to get back to the show.
So, yes, we do.
Bye. Well, you guys have to forgive me. I mean, this is like ridiculous, you know.
Actually, this
trying
is
to arrange for your guests.
This is a first.
Yeah, I mean, she went to fucking Burbank.
Like, what the fuck was she thinking going to Burbank?
Is there a Flower Street in Burbank?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Jeez, I mean, that's quite far.
Well, you know.
But she still believes she'll be here, so that's good. At any rate, good thing we have a lot of shows still, so. We'll keep going. And now,
but Sam, you did notice that she was blonde, right? In her pictures.
Oh, don't say that, Manu. She's going to listen to the show. Let's not jump to any conclusions. But what do you think of this now? A big headline: U.S. accidentally sends missile parts to Taiwan. Accidentally sends missile parts to
instead of helicopter batteries. That's what they were supposed to send.
I mean, this is who is running our fucking country, Manu.
I know.
Okay? But, you know, pretty soon we're going to send fucking nuclear bombs to Iran.
Hey, that's almost as bad as sending the wrong body back to the family. you know, like when Iraq, when the war first happened, I think it was within a year.
Yeah.
You know, someone's son was killed. And both the bodies were sent to the wrong families. So
they
had sent the wrong bodies.
Wow.
To the families.
Jeez.
So you can imagine how upset they were.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
Wow.
Wow.
I knew it was like, wow.
but yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
that's
is ridiculous.
Terrible. Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. The defense here is clusterfucks.
So yeah, I mean, so. Okay, so we're sending missile parts to Taiwan. Now, Taiwan is a friendly country, okay?
But still very associated with China.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, this is like shitty. I mean, this is like important stuff, you know? And how do you accidentally send missile parts? How? I mean, it's beyond me. I don't understand that.
I have no
idea. I mean,
idea.
Isn't there more than one person doing this? Or is this like a person back in the warehouse going, okay, gee, let's pack a couple of missile parts and they're addressed to Taiwan?
FedEx has a better record than that.
I mean, for crying out loud, you know. So there's going to be some fucking answers. They better come up with some answers for this shit.
You know, they're not.
Well, somebody's going to have to come up with that.
Yeah, but their answers are going to be pathetic. I mean, really. I mean, you can just imagine.
Taiwan had requested radio batteries.
Helicopter radio batteries. Can you imagine that?
Oh, man. What have we come to?
Well, hey, guys, you all voted for him. Well, actually, we don't really know that because we know what happened in Florida, right? We all know that.
Of course we do.
Of course.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Now, it says that obese gals are skipping cancer checks. Now, so they're saying that they're showing correlation between obese women and women that don't go to get checked, you know, for breast cancer and stuff.
Oh, right,
So, I mean, why do you think that is? I mean, why are obese women not going for checkups?
Hmm. Good question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Because most obese women have some sort of form of insecurities about themselves.
You think so? So they don't want to show up at the doctor's office naked or something?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I really don't know for sure, but that would be my first input. And I think when you're an obese woman, you're not really taking your body parts as delicate, you know what I mean? As you know what I mean?
You don't take your health as seriously, you think?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
That's possible.
Whereas I think a woman who has a great body and great boobs, maybe, I don't know, they're kind of like, well, I need to, you know, keep my body in check, and, you know, because they're a lot more health conscious.
Yeah. That's true.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And they say it's probably also because they often worry about embarrassment in the exam room, you know, also negative reactions from healthcare providers and lectures about their weight.
You know? Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so they should.
Yeah. And then it says that a review found that the obese women often complained that the gowns at the doctor's office were too small for them.
I can see how that is true, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty...
When you're in the doctor's surgery, who gives a shit? You're going to have to open up your legs anyways for them to examine you.
Yeah,
so what's the difference?
And it's your health. It's your health, you know? I mean, can you afford, like, not to get examined for cancer and shit? You know what I mean?
See, and this is why, Sam, that you would never be a gynecologist.
No, I've already said that. Yeah, I mean, I would love it on the one hand, but like I said, I don't think I'm going to get Playboy Playmates coming in all the time.
No, not at all.
Be having to look at some big, hairy, fat vaginas.
Oh! Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. Although, you know, as I say, pussy is a pussy, you know?
For a lot of men, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who's attached to it, huh?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Sam?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't think this young lady is going to make it.
Yeah.
Honestly, because if she's trying to come from Burbank, even at this time of morning, mm-hmm. it's still going to be traffic on the road.
But maybe she was in Burbank half an hour ago. You know, maybe she will be here.
I don't know.
I mean, don't give up on it. You know, she's
no, but
she's
I'm just saying to utilize her day. I mean, her interview. Yeah. I mean, because it's going to be by the time she comes here, drives downtown, finds the building, then finds parking, then walks here, then has to go through security.
Right.
Yeah. Our show's going to be over.
Well, let's hope not. No, don't despair. We still have an hour to go. So we're fine. We're fine.
All right.
Now, now that we're in radio, I read everything that has to do with radio. And one of these things that's been at the forefront is the suggested merger between Sirius and XM satellite radio companies. Yeah, so they're the only game in town, really, and they're like the biggest rivals of each other.
Yeah,
but they decided that in order to make money, they need to merge. Now,
yeah.
This thing has been at the government's review for a year.
Oh, what, the merge?
A year to approve a fucking merger. And the reason is because the NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters, they're not happy with this because this is competing with terrestrial radio now. You know, so traditional regular radio is being attacked from all directions.
Right.
So they're like up in arms and, you know, this is not good. This is going to create a monopoly and all this shit. And
So
they're saying that proposals for mergers have never taken this long before.
Right.
You know, so this is obvious that some people are shaking in their fucking pants because of what's coming next. But what they don't realize, they have a bigger
problem they're going to gonna deal with than
that's internet radio. Headed by BBS Talk Radio, of course.
Yes.
This is who they need to be worried about. You just wait for our mergers a year or two down the line. Yes, ma'am.
We are the Houdinis.
Yes, yes. We bring you entertainment. We bring you information that doesn't matter. And
I like that.
We fill your head with bullshit every morning.
Behind the Bullshit, BBS.
Behind the Bullshit, yes. And for those of you who like to go into our archives, we've totally revamped that area. And the archives now are very accessible,
that.
Very easy to get to. And and the hosts that take the time to actually put show summaries will help you a great deal in finding the show you're trying to download.
Yeah.
And we're getting more and more shows there, and it should give you hours and hours of entertainment. So don't miss out on some of the archives. Also, we do replay our daily shows. We replay them in the evening. So if you miss a part of the show now, you can tune in at 9 o'clock tonight. The same with Johnny's show, Johnny Dam's show, and TJ, who follow. So you can go with all this. And Manu, I got such a great view of your breast that I don't know what to tell you. You know, you turn sideways like this, and I'm just fucking out of my mind. I can't focus on what I'm saying. But
I'm sorry.
No, you need to put your jacket back on.
I was looking at the internet.
I know. You see, that's what I feel bad for women. You know, it's like they go about their day, and men just fucking. Just fucking address them, you know, constantly. You see, it's hard being a man.
This is a very conservative top,
this
too.
Is no fucking conservative, okay? Your boobs are hanging out. Part of them are.
Oh, come on. Okay.
No, Manu, I mean, look, it doesn't matter, okay? It
you
doesn't
know
have to be a big
hey,
patch
folks
of
out
skin.
There, I think just Sam just needs to grow a set of tits himself. So
you know, that's, I was thinking about it was, if I had a pair of tits, I'd stay home all day and play with them.
My father said the same thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste keeping him inside a bra all day.
My dad said that if his tits grew any bigger, because, you know, he's getting older and bigger.
Uh-huh.
He's so funny. He says, I'm going to have to buy myself a man bra, you know. My father's, he's weird. Totally
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he likes the idea of growing tits, too, so he can
yeah.
start playing with his own.
I see, okay. But I personally... oppose the idea of bras, you know. I don't think they're necessary, and
oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
there's some women there that do need to wear a bra.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right, but most
all right.
Of
otherwise,
them
they're looking like razor straps.
It doesn't matter, man. I want to see tits rocking underneath the fabric.
Ooh, come on, come on. Those razor straps are not attractive. You know, you just hold them by the nipple, and you just look. You know, you just. Like use them like razor straps.
Really?
You know, like your razor blade sharpeners back in the old
you
days.
You do that on what? On the bra or on the breast?
All right. Okay, Sam.
I don't get this now.
No,
explain
obviously
that to me.
Not. Otherwise. Okay. There's a reason. What my father always said to me, look, you know, as soon as you start growing tits, you're going to have to start wearing a bra. Otherwise, when you get older, you're going to have razor straps for tits. Right?
Razor straps.
Razor straps.
Okay.
Now, think back in the old time,
uh-huh.
in the old barber shops, they had the straps that used to hang off the
yes.
barber chairs
yes.
that they used to sharpen.
To sharpen their blades.
The blades
that's
for, right.
right? But it was made of leather or something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly, exactly. Okay.
Okay,
so, you know, an older woman is known for leather skin, so to speak, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if her tits are sagging, you hold them by the nipple, you stretch them out, and you use them like razor straps. So that was my father's thing.
I see.
I don't want to see you growing old with razor straps.
Okay. Well, you know what? That takes too long to tell and explain. I don't think it's worth it.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why bras are invented.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd have some... There are some boobs that do not need to be braless.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You speak for yourself.
Hey, I'm comfortable without a bra.
Yeah.
I am totally comfortable without
okay.
a bra.
Are you going to come in without one in the summer?
I will.
Really? Oh, my
just
God.
Just for you?
Man, I'm telling you, then I'm going to turn around towards the wall. I'm not going to sit facing you because I don't need any more distraction.
Well, Sam.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know.
Summer's just around the corner.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm. I just might have to keep it 1 day a week for you, though.
Or you're going to ration it out for me? Yeah, nipples only once a week, Sam.
Ah, see, I'm going to do it on a Friday, so it gets you all stirred up for the weekend
oh,
for your wife.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Manu. I'm sure she's going to be grateful. She'd be like, don't do me any fucking favors, Manu. I don't need your help.
I know, I can get right out there, can't I?
Yeah.
That's why you hired me.
No, that's true. That's true. Now, you see, I don't know if I had, if you were like, if you're like my, my significant other, I don't know if I could handle your friendliness with everybody, you know? I mean, because you're like very outgoing. You talk to everybody. You strike up conversations.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, which is cool. You see, I like it. But I might be jealous if, you know, if a woman I was with did this all the time, you know? Because you'd be afraid you'd lose her. I don't know. That's insecurity.
That's insecurity.
I know. That's the thing is that you got to accept people the way they are, you know?
Wow.
I suppose.
Hey, check this out. U.S. man claims to be pregnant. Only in America.
Do you have to be a U.S. man?
Yes.
Embarrassing us again.
An Oregon man who used to be a woman says he is pregnant with a baby girl.
Wow.
Wow. That came up 3 hours ago.
Okay, so that's a transgender type of a thing.
Transsexual. Wow. Now that child is set for a fucked up life.
Yeah. So what, you think she still has a vagina? Or they'll have to do cesarean.
I don't know. How the hell?
Obviously.
I'm going to click on this link to find out what the bloody hell it says.
Unless she gives birth through her ass.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh yeah. You remember the what was that movie?
This is not The Onion, is it?
No, it's not
The
Onion.
This is for real.
No, this is for real.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We'll take your word for it. I don't know where you find all these news, Manu.
Well, he had his breasts surgically removed and started by monthly testosterone injections, but kept his vagina.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So he's still having sex up the boonanny.
Yeah.
Now he's pregnant.
That's right. He's got to have a vagina, I mean, if he got pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a man with, well, he's a woman with no boobs, and he's a man.
Well,
wow,
I don't get it.
That sounds insane.
I don't fucking get it. I mean, if she went through a sex change, then she would be a man now, and she would not have a vagina.
But she kept her vagina.
She kept her vagina.
Yeah.
So she's got both? Or she didn't go through the operation.
She didn't go through the operation.
That's called pre-op or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, so she's not a man.
So it's still a bizarre, though.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, she's going through the process, but she's not a man.
No, not completely. No.
No.
No. I mean, we don't know what she looks like or he looks like.
You know, the shit that people go through, that sex makes people so fucked up. You know.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what sex will do to people.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be a pregnant man? Mr. Beatty writes in the article, "Incredible. Despite the fact that my belly is growing with a new life inside of me, I am stable and confident being the man that I am. In a technical sense, I see myself as my own surrogate, though my gender identity as male is constant. To Nancy, I am her husband carrying our child. I will be my daughter's father, and Nancy will be her mother.
I can't keep
we
up with
her. We will be a family." Wow, that sounds insane.
It is fucking insane.
So,
Think of the kids growing up.
So she is the man of the relationship. So it's a woman-woman relationship.
Right, right, yeah.
Right?
But it makes sense, because if you feel you're a man, then you'd be attracted to a woman.
Yeah, correct, yeah, right. Correct. But she was the one that they must have had, vitro.
In vitro. Like test tube babies.
Yeah, but it's funny why she had it done and the girl partner didn't have it done.
Because she doesn't feel like she's a man.
I suppose that. I don't know.
Manu,
sounds a little crazy for me.
Yeah. You got some questions, I'm telling you. Okay.
I do.
All right, let's take a quick break, see if our guest is here. You think she's here?
No.
Probably not, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay, but I need a quick break, so let's take one and we'll be right back.
Okay. A great song.
Isn't it an awesome song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when it came out, I was in South Africa, so that would date it at 1997.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome, awesome song.
Are they still around?
I don't know. They came out with a couple of hits, and then they sort of disappeared, you know?
Yeah. But what a great name, too.
Yeah.
Savage Garden.
I know.
Ooh.
So, did you hear that Paris Hilton is in Africa these days? She's
oh my
actually
God.
Doing some charity work.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So she's getting familiar with the continent, obviously. And, you know, and what got me to thinking is, can you imagine, like, Africans, like, in tribes or whatever? I'm not talking about the people that live in the cities and know what's going on. But these Africans in their villages and stuff, can you imagine them seeing a woman that looks like her? You know?
Wow.
I mean, what exactly will that do to a man who has never seen something like this?
I can imagine.
I mean, fuck, you know?
Because she is a beautiful... I don't care what anybody says, but that girl, I think she's absolutely stunning.
But
there's just something about her that's just very magnetic.
Yeah. Now, my question is this. Do you think in any culture she would be considered attractive and beautiful? You know, because, I mean, think about it. You know, when they're used to their own women and stuff, I'm sure they find the beauty there. You know,
I don't know. I mean, like, you could almost see her being easily diverse. You know what I mean? In like cultures. I mean,
right. You
could totally see. You could call her Northern Italian. You could call her Polish. You could call her, you know, German. You know, like a German. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think she would probably appeal to a lot of countries.
Mm.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I don't know. I mean, she is pretty hot. I think our guest is here.
Oh, my God, the old kettle girl is coming on in.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll take a quick song break, and we'll be right back with our guest.
You're listening to California Dreaming with your hosts, Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio. Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. Hey, everybody. Harry Carey here. You know, two of my most favorite things in life besides the Cubs are Jews and Australians. And this BBS Talk Radio has them both on one show. Hey, this place is great. Okay, let's get back to California Dreaming with my favorite Jew and Australian, Sam and Manu. Hey, Sam. Hey, Manu. Cubs win.
Okay, and that's Harry Carey for you. And we've got a special guest in the studio.
A
striking woman walking in as a cowgirl, and she's got
no
the full
kidding.
Garb and everything. Good morning to you.
She even put her spurs on.
Howdy, Sam.
Your name is Nikki.
Yeah.
Right? And she went all the way across town to look for us, but luckily you realized you were in the wrong place and you came here, and perfect timing. So, I mean, we got so many questions to ask you, obviously.
now
she
we
brought
do.
Us two cowboy hats. My new's already wearing hers.
I'm trying to keep it on there over my headphones. Because, you know.
Yeah, it's a cool hat. So it definitely feels like Texas in here, like a little rodeo.
Yeehaw.
And so, Nikki, tell us a little bit about what you do. You're obviously a cowgirl, but how is that integrated into your life or your career?
Wow. Well, you know, I was born with my hat, boots, and spurs on, so it's just always come second nature to me being a cowgirl. And then I rodeoed. I trained horses at the racetrack. And so what happened was when I came to California, when I was rodeoing, a lot of people were being stuntmen in the movies.
Yeah.
And working in movies. And that was all my second love, because I was in a lot of plays when I was little. When I was 4 years old, I was the witch in Hansel and Gretel, and it just kind of blossomed from there. So I said, why not? So I went down, and you know what? They let me play in the movies, and it was fun. And then I didn't mind hitting the ground, so I did a lot of stunt work.
Really?
Yeah.
And what age did that start at?
Oh, well, the stunt work started actually later in life, because I rodeoed for many,
right.
many years.
Okay, yeah. Were you acting when you were...
When I was rodeoing, I kind of took a break from the acting.
I see,
just
okay.
going down the road, and eat, sleep, rodeo, you have to.
Really?
Full time.
Wow. So I see some really amazing pictures here. You do, like, you rodeo, but is this also stunt rodeo? You
did,
like, show trick riding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get to. It's trick riding in the rodeos, which was my most favorite thing to watch when I was a kid.
Yeah. Were you also chasing the bulls and everything?
I was chasing the guys that chased the bulls.
I see. There you go.
That's what we want to hear. Yeah.
So, and where are you originally from? You're from the South?
Washington State.
Washington. Oh, Washington State. Mm-hmm. You don't expect cowboys or cowgirls to come from there, right? Or do they have...
There's a lot of them because we've got the wide open spaces.
Right.
And a lot of them are on the back of combines doing the wheat, and then they'll go have the rodeos on the weekends. So a lot of weekend rodeos. But, you know, a lot of the tough cowboys that came out of the Northwest ended up living in California and Texas because of the good weather. They could rodeo all year round.
That's true, yeah. That's right. And now that I'm thinking, actually, I mean, up north there, you have Wyoming and everything, which is known for riders and horses and that sort of thing. I think that's what I picture in my mind. So, yeah, so I can see how it would happen up north, too. Mm-hmm. And so that's where you were born, pretty much, up north in Washington
State? Up north.
State?
We have long, long winters. In fact, the winters are so long, I had time to sit around and invent this board game called Championship Rodeo.
Woo!
Wow, that's a board game.
Yeah, it sells nationwide and internationally.
Really? It's called Championship Rodeo, and family game for two or more players. Let's see. Travel down the road, Manu. Enter rodeos, win prize money. Wow, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah. It's really fun. A lot of the world champions like it. I used to have a booth in the National Finals Rodeo in Vegas, and the top cowboys would come by. And in fact, we met Lane Frost there. You know, he was killed by a bull. But he used to come by the booth, and he and my son were good buddies. And, of course, everything they say about Lane Frost is true. He was like the cowboy's cowboy.
Really? And, so he was a rodeo star, and then he died by a bull?
In Cheyenne. Killed. He got killed with a horn in the back. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jeez. I mean, that's got to be, like, I mean, it's just like the alligator guy also died by the animals he was playing with, you know, and wow, that's pretty, pretty rough. So when did you move to California? How long ago?
Oh, it's about 18 years ago, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And for the weather, did you move, or to be in the movies, or
for the weather?
Yeah.
For the weather first.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. And I was rodeoing, and I used to see all the names of the world champions who were coming out of California. That's because they were moving here for the weather, and they could make more rodeos.
Wow. Are there a lot of women rodeo riders like you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You look like Sharon Stone in this picture, a little bit.
Oh, thanks.
Barbara Stanwyck. Who's that?
Oh, that's the Roy Rogers lookalike, Bill Nolt. He actually...
Check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, he was friends with Roy Rogers.
And
they were buddies. And then I think the more they hung around, the more he started looking like Roy. But I was actually hired by Dale Evans Charity to play Dale Evans when Roy passed away.
Really?
And I became Dale Evans lookalike for many years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Check that out. I mean, you should really see this woman.
Yeah, describe what she's wearing, Manu.
I gotta start. She's got.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear chains, obviously.
Spurs.
That's right.
So we'll go from the head. She's got two pony plaits down the side with a green and her black. That's a pretty neat cowboy hat.
Yeah, this one's
a
half breed. Felt on the top half and straw on the bottom.
Wow,
nice.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And then she's got this massive celebrity rodeo belt buckle. And Pikes Peak Barrel Racing.
Barrel Race, I won this last June.
Oh, my God. It's a championship belt.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
look at
buckle.
That.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
she's even got like a cowgirl like saddle bag and everything
roll.
Like that.
And chaps and everything, huh?
Yeah, canteen, bedroll.
She's fully equipped. Look at that. Leather gloves. What else is she? She's got like a whole bag she pulls out there.
She's got a little canister cup.
Yeah.
A
metal mug.
These little cuffs, this is what you want to wear so you don't ruin your shirt. And it helps you keep your hand steady and roping and you don't get hurt on the brush when you're bushwhacking.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you dress up like this for the show or do you always walk around like this?
Well, I always walk around like this, but these are Angora chaps. So these come out on special occasions.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's what stands out the most.
What's the animal? The angora.
Looks like sheep.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a type of sheep, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it looks absolutely fabulous.
And they feel comfy. Feel them just with a cuddle up.
Ooh,
you were talking
very
about championship
nice.
Buckles, and here I have one that I won with the actor.
Uh-huh.
With Ben Cooper, you know, he used to star with John Wayne when he was younger, and he's been in many, many movies. And we were at the Dean Smith Celebrity Rodeo, and Dean Smith is he was an Olympic gold medalist, and then he went on to be a world champion cowboy and actor.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tribute to John Wayne, team penning champion.
Yeah, and there's a picture of Ben and I in here of the day we won it, and he's in his 70s. Well, I don't know. He'd probably kill me. Maybe he's. I don't want to go on his age, but you just know this guy has been tough all his life.
Yeah.
as an actor and a cowboy.
They're both showing the same championship belt.
Yeah.
Belt buckle.
Belt buckle. And
that's really cool.
Yeah. And Nikki brought us a lot of pictures, obviously, so Manu is going through all of them. But,
yeah, I am.
But apparently you're also a stunt woman, right? So you've been in movies. What kind of stunts do you do? With horses mainly?
Pretty much everything's for horses, either jumping from one horse to another or... falling off of a horse, jumping from a horse to a tree or something that's moving, vehicle or something like that.
I see. Wow. Now, so you've been in several movies. I mean, you brought us a long list here of movies you were in. I noticed they're mostly westerns, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I love westerns. They don't make good ones anymore.
Actually, this is a great photo here of all women. On the horses. Mm-hmm. Take a look at that, Sam.
All women, yeah.
All women on horses and cowboy outfits and so on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just noticing one of the horses is actually doing his own show, rearing his head up and so on. What a great shot that is. Mm. Now, the other question I have then, do you have your own horse that knows you with your own stunts and so on?
Yeah.
You do? And they allow you to bring...
Well, when I'm doing my stunts, I have to use them because they're trained. But, that is actually the star is on my horse in this one. This was a Korean commercial for She's Card. And
so
that horse in the middle, that Palomino, that's my horse, and he's specially trained to carry actors. And so we did that commercial. We were the bad girls, and she was the leader of our band, our group.
I see.
And Jack Palance rode him, too, in a Taco Bell commercial. It's a very good horse, and when the actor's on him, he knows that he has to deliver and make his mark.
Wow. All right.
So how do you train a horse to do that? I mean, what does it mean to carry actors?
Just, a lot of riding. Just a lot of riding, putting a lot of miles on the horse. And then you have to know which horse and which actor to pair together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
there's chemistry between horse and rider, would you say?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then also ability. Ability. We had, I worked on Jason the Argonauts, and that was the trailer to get the pilot sold. And I had horses the Andalusians were relied on the front end, and they would rear up, so I'd have to get actors who maybe weren't as good a riders, but they had enough nerve, and then they would trust me, and I'd say, okay, when the horse rears, he's not going to take you over. You just have to sit forward. And then I had... one horse that was just so crazy, and I actually put another stunt woman on him, and every take the horse ran off with her, and she talked to me about that, and she said, that horse just kept running off, and I said, you were the only one who could stay on him. So you have to know. And I've talked to different people that ride horses, and we had I get so many stories about actors and horses. Those are my favorite tales.
Really? I bet. So you grew up with horses, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's so neat. I used to ride when I was a kid, and I loved it so much, and I never pursued it. But horses are like such a unique animal, right?
Yes. Do you know that the outside of a horse is good for the inside of a man? And they're used in therapy in for a lot of disabled, Special Olympics. People who have disabilities actually fare very well after riding.
Really?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. I mean, I just love horses,
Yeah, it looks like you also get involved with medieval times as well, with horse riding and so on.
Yeah.
So
you found yourself a nice niche, huh?
I mean, you did.
There's not a lot of people that do what you do, obviously, or take it so seriously as you do, where, you dress the part doing your regular life, your daily life, right?
Yeah.
So what about all the attention? I mean, what do you do with all that? Obviously, people stare at you all the time, right? Because it's unconventional. I mean, you came into the building. People probably... So, where did she come from?
They probably cars
honking now.
Are they, filming a movie here or something,
Yeah, well, I love people.
Yeah.
And I love to give back to people. And I see people... if there's a need that I can fill when I see somebody, I just love to fill it. And I've just been really blessed. And that's just... the West and the sunshine and the outdoors, that's just as good as it gets.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So you're not self-conscious about it.
No.
Good for you.
So, you obviously do a lot of different, it's not just Westerns, it looks like you do medieval. It also looks like you do some sort of warrior. type work as well. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm also seeing something with, is it Will Smith? Who is, what,
remind me again. That theater had, yeah, that's Will Smith, but the theater had hired me to promote the movie Wild Wild West. And
that
was from a theater that asked me to do that. So they hired me to play
Which
Rita
apparently
Escobar.
Was a terrible movie, right? Or do you think that? I never saw it, but it got terrible reviews, you know?
Yeah, they mixed a little modern technology with the West. And so I think if it aired now, I think it'd be fabulous.
Really?
I
should probably try and catch that. Because I love Will Smith. He's very good.
I love Will Smith, too. I think he's so awesome. And
So you rubbed elbows with some big stars. There's a picture of you with Sylvester Stallone here. And
that's Frank. That's Frank.
Oh, Frank Stallone.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Frank's much of a cowboy and a
like
singer.
Him, huh?
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And is
I left my celebrity pictures at home. Yeah. I don't know how that one got snuck in there. Oh, that's actually Ruth Terry from the Westerns from years ago. But there I am. I was playing Dale Evans, and that's the Roy Rogers lookalike with us.
Nice. God, he looks like Roy Rogers.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I know. But you obviously have a body of work. I mean, this is not anything new. You've been doing this for a while. I was going to ask you, are you married or have you been married?
I've been married, but I just seem to
how did
go
that
down
sort
the
of
trail.
Like, yeah, how did that sort of like fit in? I mean, for a man to, I mean, because you're bringing a lot to the table, you know, and a man would go, gee, you know, I have a wife that looks like a cowgirl.
No, there's lots of guys out there that are just as talented as I am.
Really? Yeah, I'm sure.
Bless good answer. I like that. That's a good answer.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. You know, I mean, it's definitely interesting. Now, what was the, did you ever get close to injuring yourself on doing a stunt?
Oh, yeah, I've been hurt a few times.
Really?
One time we were at a show, and actually Peter Brown was there, a good friend of mine, and they didn't pack the dirt down hard in the arena. And so when I went to do my vault, my foot couldn't find the hard pan, and my horse sensed it, so he was going slower. So I just kept reaching and reaching and reaching for that actual hard pan for my foot to hit on. Uh-huh. I never found it, and I hyperextended my knee. And so then it was stuck. The what do they call those? The cartilage had stuck and it was locked open. And I got off and I knew I was hurt. I mean, I was on the ground. And my friend Peter Brown was there and he drove me around in a cart for the next couple of days. And then I went to the doctor and they found out that I had hyperextended it. But for the other half of that, my leg, I couldn't move it for 6 weeks. And I went to Texas to the National Cowboy Symposium, and I was quite embarrassed because here I am, stunt woman on crutches. And then they weren't shocked by it at all. They thought she's a stunt woman, she's going to get hurt. Well, the last day they had a chuck wagon that was leaving for Amarillo, and I was standing next to a lady with three kids, and the chuck wagon went out of control. And the lady grabs two kids and runs off, and she looks at me and she said, "Help me." And I saw her kids standing there, so I dropped my crutches, picked up the kids, started running, and that corrected the hyperextension of my knee.
Wow. You see, God was on your side at that point.
See?
You know? You help other people, it comes back to you, Manu.
You know what? That's funny how she talks about hyperextension, because the same thing happens to my knee.
Yeah.
Right? And like one time I was in this crowd listening to a band, and I'm jumping up and down like crazy. And then I have hyperextended my knee, and I dropped like a fly, right? Boom. You know. And I'm just grabbing onto my knee. Oh, wow, 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 wow. And it is. It's very, very painful. Mm-hmm. And all I did, I'm pushing and I'm pulling and I'm twisting my knee. And my boyfriend was like standing there like, "It's okay. She knows what she's doing." And so next thing, I just had to lock my knee, you know, like push my knee back into place.
Yeah.
And then seriously, as soon as it goes back into place, there's no pain.
Yeah. Does it still do it on occasion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Regularly. It's so funny, though.
So, Nikki, what are some movies that you were in? You know, I mean, tell us some of the stuff so we can rent it and look for you.
Well, let's see. Randy Travis shot me in The Shooter. That's
We saw that on your website.
The Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Larger Than Life, Bill Murray. And I wasn't a cowgirl in that. I was a... I don't know what they call it. Those showgirls, the big headdress.
Oh.
Let's see. There's... Tombstone.
I was going to say.
But you know, Sam was great. Yeah. You know, actually, they cut my part, though, because we were in the Wagon Train Massacre. And see, if you know the story of Tombstone, Kevin Jarre was the writer, and mm-hmm. he started producing it, and then it switched over to George Cosmatos. So when George came in, he just threw out the whole first 2 weeks. So I was a pregnant woman in that, and it was funny. I was running around with the pregnancy vest, and everybody in the all the cowboys were touching my stomach, so or my fake stomach. But I got to meet Samuel on that one. He was great.
Yeah, I think he's the best actor for westerns. You know, he's just got that. You know, he's got the accent, he's got the look, he's got the voice. He's just rugged, you know.
And I have friends who have scripts, and they're trying to get Sam on their their project. Yeah, that stuff's going on right now. There's a list of some of my other stuff too that is in pre-production, and I just wanted to mention a couple of them because, for instance, Dreams of Gold. We've already shot the trailer, and that's Rick Diaz, and that's going to be distributed by Lone Star Productions, and we're still looking for other people to come on board so they can go to the Tahoe City Music website for that one. And then the other one, L.A. Run, is a Seattle-based company, and they're actually going to use my ranch up in Washington as a home-based headquarters to do a few shots there. Right. And that's Josh Cameron.
Oh, so you have a ranch up there?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, nice. So what are you doing down here? You got the life up there.
Well, there's a lot happening here. And California is a hard habit to break.
Is your horse here? Do you have your horses here?
Yeah, I have three here, and I have one in Washington.
This is a great shot.
What are you talking
about?
She rode here on a horse. That's why she was late.
Oh, that was barrel racing down at that was in a beach city, so that's why the dirt is so deep. And we had to go a little ways from the barrel so that we could avoid the deep hole.
Yeah.
Each barrel race is different. You are hard ground, soft ground. If the girls leave you a hole, you have to walk around. We have to race around the hole so you don't get bogged down, so your horse doesn't slip and fall.
Right.
And I have had horses fall on me before.
Really? Oh, my God. That's pretty scary, huh? Yeah, they're pretty heavy. By the way, our phone number is 818-602-4498 if you want to ask Nikki a question. Yes, Manu.
Oh, I was going to say, it brings us to this other young lady that carries the same name as you.
Oh, that was a big disappointment.
So, so what else, obviously it was in the paper with regards to this, correct?
Well, what happened was I'm really proud of my name, you know, plus I'm a cowgirl. So then I think there was never going to be another Nikki Pelley. Well, one time I was Googling and saw that there was something about a Nikki Pelley who was involved with a murder and so on, and the mistress of someone, and I saw she was from Ireland.
Wow.
And so then it kind of went away. And then about a year or two later, people were starting to give me funny looks. And I thought, what's going on? And I was up in my hometown up in Washington. So I Googled and I saw all this stuff. And, you know, words like murder and affair and wife killing and all that. And I go, what's going on? So then I looked into it and I thought, oh my gosh. So I had to change my website. And I said, I'm Nikki Pelley USA. And I was getting worried. And then I got a phone call from a writer in Ireland. She said, I'm with the Sunday World, and it is the equivalent to your National Enquirer, and I want to do a story on you and introduce the world to the real Nikki Pelley.
Yeah.
And so
the cowgirl Nikki Pelley.
Yeah.
And I actually had two girlfriends who wanted to go to Ireland to go in the back country to look at the horses and the horse-drawn carriages and took to learn about the finer art of horse driving, and I actually didn't go because the trial was going on at the time.
Wow. You would have been caught up in all that.
Yeah.
My God. So another girl has the same name as yours, but she's been involved in murder and adultery and all that kind of stuff.
You see, ironically, if you didn't know any better, you could almost mistake them for being the same woman.
Really? I mean, can you imagine?
I mean, even in the looks. This is the other Nikki Pelley, right?
But she has blonde hair in that picture.
Well, she has blonde hair, but, you know, you could always say that at one time you were probably carrying weight. I don't know. Who knows, you know?
Exactly.
But, there's this big write-up about it.
Yeah.
A Hollywood actress claims she's losing work because of the impact of having an Irish namesake, Nikki Pelley, lover of wife killer Joe O'Reilly.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, man.
And when did that happen?
Well, the trial was last March.
So it's pretty recent stuff.
Yeah,
So this was written in October 7th.
Have you ever contacted her at all?
Oh, no.
No, huh? No interest, huh?
Wow.
That's funny.
But that's
and
pretty amazing.
And it's an unusual name, too. I mean, you know, you don't hear many Nikki Pelleys, obviously.
No.
And you've built the name and everything. I can see where you'd be irritated when there's another person and they trying to take your place, you know.
Yeah, because you Google your name, there's you, and then you're Googling her name, and well, not necessarily her name, but your name, and this one is coming up, yeah. And not the so this,
yeah.
Wow, I'd be confused too, I suppose. Wow.
But you look ridiculous with that hat because it doesn't fit over the headphones very good. So,
but I'm she has a great profile
with this.
Yeah, she looks great.
I love this hat.
No, I'm sure you do, but wear it after you take your headphones off. It looks like it's too high on your head. You look like a dork.
I'm comfortable with being a dork.
Fabulous. Don't let him kid you.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
Let's put his on.
Yeah, I will. I'll put it on. So you brought those for us as a gift or just
actually, I have
just
some
to try
stuff.
On,
I
right?
I have some other stuff for you as gifts. I brought yeah. you some.
I mean, because these are serious hats.
Well,
these
I need serious. Yeah, those are serious hats.
Yeah.
But, no, I brought you some little fun stuff.
Oh, what's that?
That has a little fringe on it. And then a copy of the rodeo game.
Oh, cool. So Woo! You brought us a notepad that looks like a cowgirl.
Yeah.
You see?
Well, that's a cowboy, and that's a cowgirl. She's got
cowboy
gloves.
And
or
a
switch.
Cowgirl. Okay.
But see, the fringe gloves, I mean, this is like my trademark, these little
that's
gloves.
That's a fringe, should, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you open those up, and then there's fringe on the notepad.
Yeah, fringe gloves. And, yeah.
Fringe gloves. I wear these a lot in all my shows.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
You know,
I didn't bring my guns, and I am really glad I didn't bring my guns. I wouldn't have made it up to the security.
Oh, yeah, they would not have let you. Are you kidding?
I'd be like, wow, we've got this crazy cowgirl coming up.
they won't let you bring in a fingernail clipper. I mean, you think you're going to bring guns into here? I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so I'll have a game for you, each one of you guys,
okay.
too.
So can we plug this now? Do you have a website where people can get all this and information about you?
Rodeo game. And then my website is just my name, NikkiPelli.com.
Okay, and spell that for us.
It's NikkiPelli.
Okay, and NikkiPelli.com, appropriately enough. Good thing you got to the name before she did. You know, the other girl named Nikki.
Oh yeah,
yeah. If she'd gotten that name first, you'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
And great. So, so you live in LA now, mm-hmm. right? Do you keep pretty busy? I mean, do you do rodeos out here too? Do they mm-hmm. have rodeos mm-hmm. in Southern California?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You know,
we should
when
go
I was,
sometime,
you know, when I was in Vegas,
uh-huh.
my favorite time of the year was the rodeo.
Really? They have rodeos in Vegas?
Yeah.
I lived there all these years.
The national finals, right? Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And my God, those men.
The Wranglers.
There goes Manu. Never fails.
I never thought.
We got to go out there together next time.
I never thought a cowboy.
Yeah, bring her a cowboy next time or two, yeah.
I never thought a cowboy would turn me on
really?
Like they did.
Yeah. Well, apparently they do a lot of women, you know, because they're different, you know. Uniform, it's like a uniform. Women like men in uniforms, right?
I don't know, man. No, this was really something special.
Really?
I remember the whole belt, the jeans. The woo. I don't know
the
how else
melting
to say
here.
It.
Well, have you ever heard of the term buckle bunny?
No, I haven't. What's that?
Well, it's kind of like
we're very open here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, you heard of Apple Annies. They follow the sports guys around. Well, the buckle bunnies, they go after the buckles, the guys who win the buckles.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Ah, how funny.
And they go from rodeo to rodeo.
Really?
Dances.
Oh, you mean there's like groupies for these guys?
Yeah.
That just follow them around because they're wearing the buckle, the champion buckle,
and
is that right?
And they win, and they they ride the bulls, and yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew I got to start walking around with buckles, you know?
Well, and that could be an excuse, you know, you're sitting there looking at the buckle.
Yeah. There you go.
I thought you were going to say something about, you know, like the guys holding on to the buckles or riding it like a horse. I don't know.
That's where her mind goes every time. Don't pay attention to her.
That's all right. We used to have a saying about, you don't want to polish your belt buckle. You know, that you polish your belt buckles together when you're dancing. But
oh, I see.
That's not quite what you had in mind, I don't think. You know, the cowboys are a little slow on the uptake.
So,
oh, my God.
So you've been to rodeos all over the country pretty much?
Pretty much.
Where's your favorite place to go?
I'm rodeo, with Manu for the Las Vegas. You know, they used to hold the National Finals Rodeo at Oklahoma City, and because the building was just way too small. So National Finals Rodeo in Vegas is kind of, they blend so much together. But right. I think that the arena is good there and the excitement. And so
in
Vegas.
Great.
So when's the next rodeo we can catch you in case
listeners
want to
go? Well, I'm
going to
be going out to Pikes Peak. That's a celebrity rodeo.
Okay.
And that's in June.
Really? Where's Pikes Peak?
Well, they hold it's in Denver or Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
a long way to go to see celebrities, but
well,
we've got them right here.
Pull them from over there. I guess.
Yeah. Do they televise that stuff?
No, this one isn't. This was from time to time. I used to ride in Ben Johnson's rodeos. You know, Ben's passed away. Uncle Ben's been gone for about 7 or 8 years now.
Right.
But he had his rodeos in Arizona. He had them in Los Angeles, and then he had a big one in Oklahoma City. So he had 3 or 4 a year. So, you know, you never know which rodeo might show up at. We've got one coming up in Norco. That's, you know, where Norco, California?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's the Inland Empire, halfway between here and Palm Springs.
I see. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, I would imagine there'd be less known places because you don't have rodeos in the big city for the most part, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and then plus the animal rights activists seem to think that we are hurting the animals, but what they don't realize is that this cow that was slated maybe to go to slaughter is now getting to have a cushy life of traveling around the country, you know, eating oats and grain and great alfalfa.
Right.
And then he goes out and he works maybe 10 minutes a year.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
he puts in the chute, the cowboy's on him for 8 seconds, boom, he's off and he goes back into the pen. And some of those livestock, they love the show.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. And if they once figure out what they're supposed to be doing, they ham it up. Some of them won't leave the arena and they'll run around.
Well, I'm sure they love kicking the shit out of men there, you know, and women.
No, I can totally, I can see that. I can see some cows like, woohoo, come on, yay. He's on my back. I mean, because he's totally calm and cool, like in the pen before they open up the gate, right behind the gate. Is that a good term, I suppose?
Yeah.
And he's all chilling and villain, but as soon as that dude gets on him, he's like, okay, time to show, and off he goes. And it's like, wow, I think that cow exactly knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's like he's a big old show-off. And they twist. I mean, I think it's amazing. I used to go to rodeos all the time when I was a kid. Yeah, and
Where were you raised?
I was raised in North Queensland, Australia, in the outback out there.
That's why you have
a
great accent.
On my mother's side, there's family that's all they do is rodeos.
Whoa.
Yeah, the kids are all champion rodeo riders and so on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they have it in Australia too.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Really?
They come here, we go there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Now, have you ever did a stunt for a famous actress?
Depends on how famous, you know. I mean, I've done a lot of different things and a lot of trailers, but I was actually someone's quote stunt double. There wasn't any one particular person.
I see.
Right.
Okay, but you were in prominent movies, obviously. You know, I mean, Tombstone, The Shooter. Okay, well, we're just out of time. I mean, we got a couple of minutes to end the show, but we've got Nikki Pelley in the studio, a cowgirl.
Yeah.
And a lot of interesting stories and definitely looks striking. I mean, you wouldn't miss her if you walked down the street.
No, definitely
not. She's got the hat and the look. She totally has the look, you know.
And the personality. Look, she's all bubbly.
Yes. So go to NikkiPelley.com. That's NikkiPelley, right?
Is that correct?
Yeah. Hey,
okay. .com. And you can find her game there and all her other stuff. And thank you so much for coming. I mean, it's been it's rather unusual to have someone that you don't see every day, you know, and she came all dressed up and everything.
It was totally
really
unexpected.
I mean,
it was really like woohoo.
It's really cool. Yeah, cuz I thought it'd just be a plain woman coming in here and saying how she's a cowgirl, but you actually dressed the part and we appreciate that.
She is certainly. Do you do the yeehaw thing?
Yeehaw!
Yeah, and we'll give you some more familiar sounds. Okay. All right, enough of that.
That was from The Shooter.
Yeah. Thank you, Nikki, and
we'll
be right back.
Right.
Okay, well, we're back, but we're obviously out of time. And we're saying goodbye to Nikki and taking pictures, so you'll be able to see pictures of her on the website with Manu and her cowboy hat or cowgirl hat. And this has been a great show. Thank you for joining
yes,
us,
Manu. Yes, it was rather exciting.
We had a lot of fun, and as always, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Stick around and have a great day.